Newsflash, Solly Wally
and Kitty here
to report that the outbreak of SARS has been happening for these 2 years, is now stopped. I have absolutely no idea of what this is, what these symptoms are. That's why we have our specialist, Dr. Nathaniel So, here to give us some info on how we can prevent this disease from affecting us.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So, I have a few questions for you on what this does and how.
SARS started between November 2002 and July 2003 in southern China. SARS stands for Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome. This illness is caused by coronavirus, a respiratory illness. In fact, the common cold is also caused by the coronavirus. SARS is identifiable through symptoms such as fevers over 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit, a dry cough, sore throat, breathing issues, headaches, body aches, and loss of appetite. Malaise, the inability to restore health through rest, night sweat and chills, constant confusion, rash, and diarrhea are also some of the symptoms of SARS. This can be caused by pneumonia, heart failure, liver failure, and swelling of the lungs. There has been a 9.6% fatality rate.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like something I would want.
Definitely, it's not pleasant to have.
Thanks for such detailed input. I have a few more questions for you. So, how does this disease spread?
Yeah, is it slow traveling or could it travel to Canada in a matter of days?
It is spread through coughing, sneezing, or face-to-face contact, such as kissing, hugging, touching, sharing eating or drinking utensils, or contacting a surface contaminated with fluids from an infected person, and then touching the eyes, mouth, or nose. If you are caring for someone with SARS, you should take an extra precaution to make sure you don't contact the bodily fluids of the infected person.
Wow, that sounds extreme.
Yeah. Are there any ways of preventing people from getting this disease or treatments to cure it when someone contacts it? Are there techniques effective?
The best way to prevent SARS is to wash your hands frequently and disinfect surfaces. There are no confirmed treatments at the moment, but some people use antiviral medications and steroids to reduce lung swelling. However, this method does not help everyone. Some have also tried to use blood plasma from recovered patients, but there is no clear evidence that this is effective. Before 2004, 774 people have passed away from SARS. However, there have been no more reports of this illness since.
Now, if a student had come in contact with SARS, would they still go to school? Should the school shut down?
Well, the most logical approach to isolating the virus would be to shut the school down. The infected person should stay away from others for about a month, as the second week after contracting this illness is the most infectious. Other people also should not go out within 10 days of having come in contact with SARS-infected patients. This keeps everyone safer as it prevents further spread of this illness, should you have contracted it. Therefore, I believe that if a school were to be contaminated with SARS, it should be temporarily closed down for a month and properly disinfected before reopening.
Well, I agree with Dr. So. We should shut the school down and try to keep the virus in control.
Shut down the school? Are you saying we should take away their learning?
Well, I would rather take away their learning for a couple of weeks rather than have the students die. Think about all the students who would never learn again. Isn't it better to have everyone miss a little bit than many people lose everything?
Rather harsh there, Kitty.
Well, it's just the truth.
Okay. Well, that wraps up today's program. Thank you, Dr. Nathaniel So, for having us understand this new epidemic that is taking place.
For sure. It's my pleasure.
You're always welcome back for another show on our news channel, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for all of our supporters and listeners. Now tune in 5 minutes for the weather report. Now, this is reporter Solly Wally and journalist Kitty Cat.